As Sheila's daddy used to say, he'd say, you can write this down in your little day book. There's very few times that I preach on things that are, I guess, are much bragging on y'all. Very few times. Matter of fact, several years ago, Sister Leanne told me, she said, when are you going to preach on something to tell us about the good things we're doing? I said, I can't find much good things about us in the Bible. And I've looked and I've dug and I still can't find much good about us. We're righteous or filthy rags. But this church, I can find good about the Lord's church. I can find good about people wanting to send people off and cook a meal and come let them know that we love them and send them away and taking care of them. I can find good in a whole lot of what y'all do. I'm sure there's churches out there that do more than y'all do, or I'd like to say we do. But I don't know a whole lot of them that do a lot more than what we do for the mission field and stuff. There's been times we've done it when I didn't know if we could afford it or not. I'd think, boy, we're giving this money away. I don't know if we're going to have enough money next month to pay the bills, you know, especially when I first come over here. I mean, a lot of times it was tight. But y'all never quit giving.
Amen.
And you kept finding out you couldn't outgive God.
Amen.
Every time you tried to empty your checking account, he just somehow or another, he'd build it right back up, and here we'd go again. And I just want to brag on y'all a little while this morning. If be the Lord's will. I want to read, everything we'll read will be very familiar scripture. And the Macedonia calls, what we're going to read.
Amen.
And our thoughts going to come out of over there where Jesus must needs to go to Samaria.
Amen.
And our thought is Jesus must needs. And you can want to put in that to go or go. And I want you to know that's not changed. Brother Lyron taught us this morning about the limited commission. And he told them not to take silver and all that with them. And I agree with that. That's exactly what I told him. He told them there's a reason for that. But I also, we can find in the scriptures where a man should not go to war at his own expense. And we're not to muzzle off the ox that treadeth out the corn. We're to take care of these brethren. So y'all pray for us, and we're gonna try to slow down. And I'll try not to yell at you too much this morning. I really do want to build you up. We're to edify.
Amen.
At times. I think we're all to edify, always to edify Christ and His church. And that means build up. I should edify Brad Whittemore and humble myself. I should edify Brother Lang and John, and Randall, and Gary, and Ben, and humble myself. We're to build up our brothers, and we're to especially to build up Jesus Christ and His church. Now, I want to begin reading the 16th chapter of Acts in the 6th verse, and I may miss some of these words. Y'all know that by now, but most of you won't know what they are anyway. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and to the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come unto Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia. But the Spirit suffered them not. And then passing through Mysia, they came into Troas. And the vision appeared unto Paul in the night. And there stood a man, a Macedonian, prayed unto him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. And before we go read our text, I want to look at endeavored. And that means to seek out means. We don't find how they sought out the means to go, but it says to seek out, they endeavored to go. So in other words, whatever it took for them to get there, their plans was to get to Macedonia. And they was assured in this that God had called them to go there. We find that they desired to go. Paul wanted to go to other places, but the Holy Spirit bade them not to go. So he said, you can't go there. I've got a plan for you. I've got somebody that needs to hear the gospel. And that's what this is all about. It's not about what we want to do. It's not about what I think needs to be done. It's about what Jesus thinks to be done. And he said to preach the gospel. What was they going to preach to them at Macedonia? They was going to preach Jesus Christ. That is the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So they was going to go preach. Jesus must needs to go there. And that was the thing. And brother, that's what you're going to be taking to these people. You're going to be taking Jesus there. You're going to be going with him. He's going to dwell with you. And you're going to go tell them about Jesus, because he must need to go. And there has to be means for them to be able to go. I want you to know how we're living in a time we've got a little dead here at Hilltop. If you're a visitor, I don't mind you knowing that. So we do. And it would have been easy for us to just say, these brethren, they're making pretty good money. They'll do okay. They'll be all right. They can be able to go. They're tent makers. Wasn't that what Paul was? They're tent makers. They can make it. They'll be able to go on their own. But you did not do that. And I'm thankful to God today you did not do that. Amen. I'm thankful that you saw a need. I won't talk about how much you gave. I don't think we need to talk about that, but you give. And even last night, you were still giving. And I believe in all my heart you'll give until they get on that plane. If it's no more than a prayer, amen. I believe you believe in your heart that Jesus must need to go. So I'm going to go over here in the Gospel of John, and it says, y'all pray for us. I want you to realize this is after the commission, the limited commission had been gave. And what did he tell them in that, Brother Larry? He said, not go unto the Gentiles or unto the city of the Samaritans. And guess what Jesus is fixing to do? He sent them on to get some food and some things they needed. He didn't tell them to go, but Jesus saw a woman and knew a woman of Samaria that needed a drink of water. And he was willing to go out of his way. And Jesus must needs to go. So I want you to understand here. They was already gave that commission. They was already baptizing. Jesus done sent them out and gave them the authority to do this. And Jesus seen a need of this woman. And I want you to know, Brother Randall, he sees a need for you to go down there into that great country. He sees a need. Brother Michael Brad, he sees a need. If it ain't but one person here, about Jesus, would you go? He sees a need for you to go. At church, he sees a need for them to go. He sees a need for you to reach down in your pocket, dig down a little deeper when you can think you can afford to give it, and give from your heart. Give to Jesus, and that's where you're giving it. It ain't to Brad you're giving this. It ain't to Michael. It ain't to Randall. You're giving it to the Lord. and he's going to take and use that. And so it says over here, we'll just read, we'll start the first verse. When therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, his disciples was baptizing. He done gave them the commission, and he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs to go through Samaria. So that's our title, Jesus Must Needs to Go. And I want you to realize, church, I won't end right here and giving this money here to these brothers, because Jesus is going to need to continue to go throughout this world. And how he's going to go is they have to be sent. And how will they be sent? I believe they'll be sent by the Lord's church with the authority to preach the gospel. Y'all pray for us. Paul always went to the Jews first. He would go, when he come to a city, he would go into the synagogue. He would preach Jesus, and if they received it, he would preach more to them. But if they rejected, he would go on. Listen to me. He said in his 10th chapter of Rome, he said, my heart's desire for Israel that they might be saved. He loved God's people. Jesus came into his own, and his own received him not, but many has received him, I take power to become sons of God. So listen to me. Jesus loved Israel. And when people say today, why should we defend Israel? Because we're God's chosen people. We should never turn our back on Israel. Before I get very deep into this, I want you to know there was a need for that woman to be saved. It wasn't just for her not to go to hell. It was for her to be a witness to other people and go tell. They knew, the people knew about this woman. They knew she had had five husbands, and one she had then was not her husband. And they knew the things she'd done. But I want you to know this woman was a witness for Jesus Christ. And the Bible says many believed upon her word. You can believe that or not. You can either make her a woman preacher, or you can say she was a witness to Christ. I'm going to say she was a witness to Christ. Amen. And I said all this to make sure we understand that everybody knows here that it ain't just preachers that can witness to Jesus Christ. Amen. But I want you to know that's his chosen means for the word to go out, to be preached by these preachers. And I want you to realize how the Bible, we're going to read it to you in a minute, says how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. I want you to realize how Brother Brad, he'll tell me all the time, he'll say, ain't my pastor pretty? He'll go, everywhere I go now, he's told it everywhere. That's a bad part about him helping in revivals all over the country. People come here, I have no idea who they are, and they'll say, you're the prettiest pastor I've ever seen. And if they meant it, it'd be something. But we got beautiful feet. When you arrive down yonder, when Brother David sees you and all that congregation of people that you've helped so much, they're going to say, boy, that's some pretty feet coming yonder. They don't even know you, Brother Michael. But before it's all over and said and done, no matter how fast you preach, I ain't slowing down much. They're going to say, he's got beautiful feet. He's come because Jesus must need to go there.
Amen.
It says, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's telling us there's no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. That's the reason our Lord went to this Samaritan woman. I want you to know he's no respecter of person. He went to his own because they was his own people. They was his chosen people. And how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings and good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. Elias saith, the Lord who hath believed a report. So then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they have not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Listen to me, brethren. You're going to preach the song, and it's going to hear. Jared, there's going to be some. I want you to know they're going to a place that people are starved to death for the gospel. You're going to find it's not that way around here, and it shouldn't be that way. We should support this young man in Shaw just as much as we do these brethren, because they're going to have a hard battle here. We need to get behind them and support them in every way, because they're going to have a hard time preaching to a bunch of people that don't want to hear. But it said, how shall they go unless they be sent? I want you to know it is your job as a church to help them to go. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. For every penny you've given them, for every penny you've ever given me, I want you to know I'll never ask for a dollar, and neither will these brothers. That's not what we're about. But it is our duty to send them out and help them to make sure they're provided for. They're able to get there and even get back. When we was taken up, we come up with enough money, we know we could get them there. I said, if we can just get enough to get Randall and Michael back, we'll just give Brad a one-way ticket. I love you, brother. I love you all my heart. It ain't no way they would have ever done you that way. We want y'all to get there safely. We want you to get back here safely. Jesus must needs to go. Philip was in a great revival. Preaching souls getting saved everywhere. And the Holy Ghost come to him and said, get down to God. You get down yonder. There's an old Ethiopian unit that needs to hear. Jesus must travel and go to Gaza. And you know what it said he done? He immediately arose and headed out. He didn't doubt. He didn't question God. He went on his way, and that's very important. Because we find as he was going, and that Ethiopian unit was traveling, and somehow God brought them together right there. I mean, the timing was perfect. That's why we must go. Jesus must needs to go.
He'd waited the next day. That woman might not have showed up the well at that time. He knew exactly when she was going to be there. He knew exactly when that Ethiopian unit was going to be coming through there. He run over and got over to him, hopped up there, and he was reading from the book of Isaiah about the sheep being led to the shepherd. And he said, is he talking about himself, or is he talking about another man? And Philip opened the scriptures and began to read. You know what he preached to him? Jesus. Right out of the Old Testament. I hear people say you can't preach Jesus out of the Old Testament. That's what it's all about. Amen. That's what it's there for. It's all to point to Jesus. And he began to preach to him. And that man believed with all his heart to a point he knew he'd been saved and he wanted to be baptized. He wanted to go further with it. That's why Brother Brad's on the phone every morning. They don't want to be just saved. They want to know about Jesus. They want to learn him. That's what we're about. And that's why the church has to keep going forward. Keep supporting these missionaries. even sometimes when we don't even think we can afford it. I think a good mom and daddy, if their kids was doing without, and I'm talking about a good mom and daddy. Any of y'all remember, some of you is old enough, my mama loved chicken backs. Yes, sir. She'd tell us every time we'd have fried chicken. We'd sit down there, the kids would eat, the men would eat, and my mama would come in there and she'd say, I want that chicken back. Y'all save that for me. That's my favorite piece of chicken. It ain't nobody in the world wants a chicken back. You know why? You'll find just two or three pieces, a little piece of meat on that chicken back. Rest of it's just bone. That mama wanted to make sure her children eat. She wanted us to have a leg and a daddy to have a breast. Some of us to have that pulley bone piece. She wanted to make sure we ate, and then she ate. That's what the duty of this church is, to make sure they're took care of and they're sent out. And I thank God that you're doing that. Write it down in your little day book. It'll be a while before I build y'all up this much again. There was a man named Cornelius. God had a plan for him in his household. That man prayed, and God heard his prayers, and his prayers went up before God. And then God began to work with a man named Peter, and he brought them together. And Cornelius preached to that man's family, and they got saved and was born again. The church of the Gentiles was set up there. Why? Because Jesus must needs to go. And there was a man willing to go, even though he said, Lord, I've never seen nothing unclean. And Jesus told him, said, well, I'm clean. You call not common or unclean. Jesus must needs to go. I don't know what all his plans for me is. Right now, he seems to be content with me with what I'm doing. But that could change. And when it does, and if it does, I pray me and my wife will be willing to be just like Paul. He was so observant because the Lord was saying, no, you ain't going over there. You can't go over there. I know you want to go over there, Paul, to Asia, but you can't go. I've got something for you to do. I got a place for you to go. And then when the Spirit come by in a vision, he saw a man standing and saying, come help us. And they surely knew that God had been by. What did Paul tell him over there in the shipwreck? He said, the angel of the Lord stood by me this night. He'd been through that before. Amen. The Lord had told him, he said, just as you have testified to me in Jerusalem, you're going to testify to me in Rome. Brother, and if he's told you you're going down there, you're going to go. He'll get you there. Amen. There's a must need. I probably don't ever forget that. There's a sign out there that says Hilltop Missionary Baptist Church. We've got Missionary Baptist Church all over this country that absolutely do not believe in supporting the missionary. What's wrong with that? I don't think a Missionary Baptist Church should ever have a big checking account. If you got a big checking account, you're not doing your job. Amen. Amen. Her job is to make sure. I need to just go over and read it. You're sent, you're called by God, you're sent through the authority and by the means of the church. Paul told them in 1 Corinthians, he's quoting the Old Testament. Moses. Who goeth, this 1 Corinthians chapter 9, who goeth in a warfare at any time in his own charge? Just start reading the 7th verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 7th verse. I want to make sure everybody gets this. Who goeth to warfare at any time at his own charges? And who planteth a vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof? Who feedeth the flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man, or sayest thou not the law the same also? For it is written, for the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doeth God take care of the oxen, or saith altogether for her sakes? Her sakes, no doubt. This is written that he that plow should plow in hope, and that he that thirsteth in hope should be a partaker in his hope. The Leviticus scribe, Brother Lauren told us here a while back, didn't get part of the inheritance in the land. What they got was what God provided through the people. It's no different today. I'm not standing up here and asking for money. That's not what this is about. That's the very thing that make a Baptist matter than anything in the world, is when you go talking about their money. I'm here to tell you, I do expect you to take care of this man. Right. This man and that man back there. Not because I think it ought to be that way, but because the Word of God says it. Amen. From the law unto the New Testament, he expects us to take care of the missionaries. Why? Because they're sent by the church. Because Jesus must go. So, brethren, when you get there, don't forget to preach Jesus Christ. Amen. There's nothing wrong with preaching hell. It needs to be preached, but don't ever forget to tell them the remedy of it. Amen. That's Jesus Christ. Preach the gospel. He said we endured that. They knew that the Lord had called them to go preach the gospel, and the gospel is Jesus Christ. Amen. That woman at the well got a drink of water to last her everlasting life. That Ethiopian eunuch got saved, just like Paul did on the road to Damascus. He got saved on the road riding in that little buggy. I can't tell you exactly where, but he got saved. Paul got saved because of a good deacon. You can believe what you want to about it, but I find the scriptures, he was a deacon, Stephen. He stood and told them about Jesus to his dying breath. And even asked them to forgive them. Ask God to forgive them. We've got a job to do. The gospel wasn't just given to Michael. It was given to Lisa.
Amen.
It was given to Brianna. The gospel was given to the church. You say, well, I'm not a preacher, and I ain't going to ever be called to preach. If you're a woman, I agree with you. You're still a witness.
Amen.
Wonder how many little old women sitting in a rocking chair somewhere had a good grandmother named Lois and Eunice, and mother and grandmother, and helped a little baby named Timothy and witnessed to them and told them about Jesus.
Yeah.
Them children grew up wanting to be like grandma and wanting to have the same thing grandma had. You got a job to do.
Amen.
You say, well, Brother Jeff, he don't ever give me nothing to say or anything like that. Then support in other ways. Everybody's got a job. Financially, support may be your part. Be willing to do that. But support the gospel. Because Jesus has a needs to go.
Amen.
That's probably about the simplest thought as I've ever had. And like I done told you, I don't do as much edifying as I should. I thank you for being what you are. For loving the Lord. For loving the Word of God. For loving people in foreign lands. For loving these preachers like Brother Rick, Brother Bryson was, Brother Don still is. All these preachers that we send out and we try to support them. Thank you for that. There's some little boy and girl down there now that's waiting for a preacher to come along. And Jesus is sending them to get there. They're going to be standing on a street corner in some dust. Poor. And you're going to go by. And you're going to have an opportunity to tell them about Jesus. And they're going to hear. And then they're going to go join the mission or the church. And they're going to learn of Jesus.
Amen.
All because we saw the need. These brothers were willing to go. The church saw the need.
Amen.
That Jesus needed to go there. He needs to go all over the world. So preachers, the ones of you that ain't preached in a while, Jesus must needs to go.
Amen.
Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needed not to be ashamed. Church, I want to say it one more time, then I'll hush. I love you.
Amen.
Thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do.
Amen.
I don't believe you'll turn back. But if we do, Marty told us this morning, if we're backsliders, we need to become forward sliders.
Amen.
Come a front slider. Go forward.